Hello, 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 hello. Coming to the Grammy Life Podcast presented by the one and the only Derica Nicole. I'm hoping everyone is having a great Thursday on March 2nd, the second day of March. It has been such a great day and I'm excited to have season 2, episode 1 of Grammy Life Podcast. I know it's been a minute, but as I stated earlier, this Grammy has been busy. Being a Grammy, an awesome Grammy, as the kids are in school, they're learning how to read, learning ABCs and doing math. It's all kind of fun stuff. But hey, at the end of the day, it has definitely been a award-winning journey as I continue to share with you how I became a grandmother at the age of 38. And what is that looking like? So far, I have learned a lot about self. I've learned a lot about unconditional love. My patience has increased. My faith has definitely increased in so many levels. There's such a level of maturity just from being a grandmother at a young age and looking at life is not as the end of the road, but just another chapter of my life, an unexpected chapter. But hey, it has been a very award-winning journey, and I'm just happy and excited to share with you this award-winning journey. So hey, today I want to talk about, you know, tradition. And according to the dictionary, tradition is the transmission of customs or beliefs from generation to generation, or the fact of being passed on in this way. And so I want to talk about tradition because I think about like how I grew up, a two-parent household. My mother and father, you know, they were very old school, but yet they wanted to establish traditions with us from celebrating our birthdays. It was always a big thing to have cake, ice cream. We always received a special dinner of our choice. For me, I was the only girl, so I have three brothers. And so my mother always took me shopping on my birthday. Like, my birthday was like my holiday. It was like my holiday. It was my day where I can just kind of like have anything that I wanted. Of course, that was in realms. But for the most part, my mother and father made sure that our birthdays were special. When it came to Christmas, we pretty much always received everything we wanted in our list. Our parents made sure of that. But it was just more than just getting what we want. My father, like I said, my mother and father were very old school and wanted to keep traditions. And so one of the things that we would do in our house, my mother would always cook a meal on Christmas Eve. Normally we would have gumbo. And then, of course, Christmas Day, she'll do the traditional turkey dressing, you know, chitlin, cranberry, ham, all the big fixings, greens, dressing, candy yams. Yeah, she'll go ham. But we also would wake up as a family. My father would pray before we had to open our gifts. A couple of Christmases, I remember us actually going to church as a family, too. But as we got older, it was always opening up with prayer. And so when I became a parent, I too would keep some traditions with my own household, from having waking up to praying. Couple of Christmases, I think as a girls group, we would go to church, especially if it, you know, kind of fell on a Sunday, which was a rarity. But at the same time, just keeping up with those traditions, you know, Easter was always big. As it is in most households, you know, you would get the dresses, one or two. I'd normally get the girls two dresses. We'll have one for the morning service and then one for the afternoon service. That's something that my mother would do with me. So Easter was always big, birthdays, Christmas, Halloween. My mother would always decorate, you know, the house, and she'll make sure that we had our own Halloween bags. And so with my girls, we'll do the same, you know, we'll decorate the house. And they would have their little Halloween bags as well. We traveled. Growing up as a kid, we would always take spring break vacations. We'd go to Chicago. And from Chicago, we'll make our way down south to Tunica, Mississippi to go see my grandmother. And so my daughters had the opportunity to travel with my parents. And they did that for like years up until, I want to say, high school. And then from there, as they got older and began to travel on their own. But these are some of the traditions that I grew up with that I kind of passed down to my daughters. And so with my daughters, having children, I wanted to make sure that they were incorporating some of those family traditions and the values that they grew up with. Going to church was always big, but not so much just going to church, but even having conversations about what did you talk about in Sunday school? Okay, what did you talk about in Vacation Bible School? I wanted them to have some dialogue to tell me what they learned. And then, of course, having singing the famous Jesus Loves Me song and reciting John 3:16, you know, these are things that, like, I grew up with, and I wanted to make sure that my daughters kind of grew up with those same values and those cores. And so here it is, having grandkids and establishing traditions with them within my home and their great-grandparents' home as well, so they know that they can't open a gift right away, that there's going to be some form of prayer, if not attending a service. And another tradition that we have established having grandkids is that for the last couple of years, Christmas Eve, we would have a gathering at my house from about 5 to 7, 7:30 sometimes. Pizza, of course, would be the main meal. Everybody always wants pizza. And then from there, the kids and grandkids would open up their gifts. And so one of the reasons why I wanted to start that tradition with them is because as they're getting older, you know, my daughters are young adults now, and having their own kids and having their own places, I kind of wanted them to begin to establish their own traditions within their home. And so I do my Christmas with them. For Easter, I keep the tradition that my mom did for me, buying, you know, all the Easter fixings, from the socks to the barrettes and the dresses and the hats and the purses and the pearls if they want them. With the boys, the same thing, you know, they'll get the little suits or vests, making sure that they have the proper shoes and socks, you know, making sure that they're sugar sharp on Easter. But at the same time, reiterating to them why we're celebrating Easter. You know, it's more than just getting the eggs or having the Easter egg hunt. It, you know, we celebrate, you know, the Passover, we're selling the resurrection of Christ. And so that's really important to me, that my grandkids have a relationship with God. And I guess that, you know, can kind of tie into tradition because their parents, their mothers grew up in the church. I grew up in the church, you know, their grandparents were active in the church. And so that is a tradition, that is a custom that I want to trickle down. So here it is, four generations deep. Having grandkids and daughters. And so we wanted to continue to keep those traditions. So I just think that it's really important for families of all sorts, whether old or young. If you didn't grow with any family traditions, it's never too late to establish them. It could be the simplest thing, from gathering, you know, once a month on a certain day. You don't have to necessarily wait till the holidays to establish those traditions, but just the idea is just getting families together and then establishing something that can be passed on. And that's the whole thing, you know, generations. I'm blessed to have gatherings to where it's four generations in the house. It's my mother, it's me, it's my daughters, and then it's my grandkids. Like, I think that's such a blessing to have four generations to where we trickling down those traditions and those customs. And so praying that as my grandkids get older and, you know, have kids of their own in about 20, 30, 40, 50 years, give or take, that they too will pass down those traditions, you know, to their own kids, and their kids will pass down those traditions and have those stories. Remember when, you know, Grammy D, we would get together at her house and we would have pizza and we would open up our gifts and we'll sing songs or play games. Like, those are the type of conversations that I pray that my grandkids will pass on to their kids. But it all starts with in the home, as far as what I grew up with and then what my daughters grew up with, so that they can pass those traditions down to their kids. And so being a young grandmother and having a daughter who had a child at a young age, that was one of the things that I always would tell her, just make sure that you incorporate the core values and the morals and the traditions, the things that you grew up with, make sure that you can pass those on to your children, and so that your children can pass those on, but not only that, but to establish your own traditions for your girls And like I said, make sure that they understand the reason why you're doing what you're doing when it comes to traditions. So there you have it. Episode 1 of Season 2, as I continue to share with you my award-winning journey of becoming a young grandmother at the age of 38. As I stated earlier, this has definitely been an award-winning journey, and I will continue to share this journey with you. So stay tuned for Episode 2 of Season 2 of Grammy Life Podcast. It's your girl, Derica Nicole, a.k.a. that Grammy with that smooth, classical swag. Stay tuned. Until the next, be blessed.